Bez Hashem, continue Shmir Slosh and Shinnur 15 in the Hakdama, where the Chavetz Chaim brings from the Mekubalim in his argument against the Yetzirah. When the Yetzirah tries to tell a person you will not be successful, don't even start to fight against the Yetzirah of Shmir Slosh. You'll speak Lashon Hara, you'll fall, you'll fail. That's the Yetzirah. When the Chavetz Chaim says no, he's going to continue with this theme, this path of approaching whatever you can accomplish, that's what you have to do. Even if you might not reach the highest level of Shmir Saloshin, every single step is a mitzvah which has tremendous, tremendous reward and this tremendous accomplishment in and of itself. And he brings here from the Mekubalim, from the Reishis Chachma, who says in the name of Marami Cordova, which is Ramosha Cordovora, he's the author of the Sefer Talmud Devora. Moshe Kodavara brings from another Kodosh Elyon, Rav Shushan Soidos. And Rav Shushan Soidos came to the Ramaka Kodosh in a dream, to Rav Moshe Kodavara in a dream. And he saw Rav Shushan Soidos that his beard was radiant, was shining. Each strand of his beard was like a torch. Why was this? Because Rav Shushan Soidos was very, very careful. He was nizer, misicha betela, not to have any sicha betela. What's sicha betela? Sicha betela is wasted talk, idle chatter, as they say in English. What does it mean, idle chatter? Talking for nonsense. And talking for nonsense just out of no benefit, it brings to Dvar Masurim. It brings to Lashon Hara. It brings to Dvarim B'Talim. It brings to all bad things. Call Marbe Dvarim Mevi Chet, says the Mishnah Pirkei Avos. Whoever would Marbe Dvarim, he speaks excessively, he brings Chet upon himself. Rav Shushan Soidos was so vigilant, so careful with Sicha B'Tela, that when he appeared to the Ramaka Kodesh, and we're talking once again about these Kodesh Elyon, these are Mekubalim here. When he appeared to him in a dream, he saw Shekol Sar V'Sar Mizkonoi. Every hair of the beard of Rav Shushan Soidos was like a lit torch. The message we want to take out for ourselves is that whatever you can accomplish has tremendous, tremendous rewards. A person has to be koivish as Yetzirah, not fall prey to the Yush concept, giving up hope. Because the flip side is the Gemara in Sota Daf Mem Beis, which is what we've been learning in the Sefer Shari Tshuva, that a person does not want to fall into the category Mekat Sapri Lashon Hara, of the group of people who speak Lashon Hara. The group of people who speak Lashon Hara are Einam Mekam Panei Hashchina. These people will not be in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just picture for a second. Imagine after a person goes on to leave this world, and whatever tahara process he has to go through, he gets up to Shemayim and he sees everyone going in to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this line of excitement. And as he's about to get in, the guard says to him, "No, not you. You can't come in. You were the group. You were the leader of the group. You were part of the group of Misapri Lashon Hara, those who spoke Lashon Hara." And the person says, "No, I. And he's told, "Go back, you can't come in. You can't come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu."